The Basketball Tasmania State Basketball League got underway last weekend in Hobart. Quite a few coastal teams participating and quite a few coastal teams doing quite well. Tell us a bit more about it. The CEO of Basketball Tasmania is Chris McCoy, who joins me now. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. We've got, I think, 8 teams in the women's competition and 12 in the men, which we know is a record. But looking at the results from the women's competition, there were some very close games, and a couple of ones that were probably blowouts were, in fact, Wynyard and Ulverston. Wynyard won that by over 50 points in the women's. We had Devonport beating Kingborough by 40 points again. And that was about the only two big margins. Every other game in the women's competition was, you know, around 10 or 12 points difference. So it's a very even competition, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. It's excellent. Whenever you can get single-figure margins in games, no matter who wins, it's good competition. Players and coaches and referees are under pressure coming down to the end of games to make decisions, and that's what makes them better in the future.
Quite a few coastal teams involved, as I mentioned. It seems a bit strange that, Burnie and Penguin had to go all the way to Hobart to play each other, for example, but it's just the way it works out. There were quite a few all-coastal clashes, weren't there?
Yeah, when you're playing 3 or 4 games in a weekend, sometimes it works out that way. But in an ideal world, we play those coastal games in the coastal round. But sometimes it does work out that way with quite a coastal influence this year with a great number of teams.
The defending champions of the women's competition are the Basketball Tasmania High Performance Squad, and they on top of the ladder. They won 3 out of their 4 games, so no one's undefeated, which is another indicator of how even the competition is.
Yeah, love seeing that. Love seeing a ladder where no team's undefeated, or at the bottom end where every team has a win. That'll come in the women's, but it was nice to see the top of the table where every team had been beaten over the course of the weekend, which is great.
Yeah. So at the moment, Ulverston Redhoppers haven't got a win. They got beaten quite substantially by Penguin as well, 43 points in their game too. But the ladder after the first round of games has the Basketball Tasmania High Performance team on top with 3 wins and 1 loss. Burnie Tigers with 2-1. The Penguin Blues with 2-1. Wynyard Wildcats with 2-1 as well. And outside the top 4, we've got Launceston Lightning, Kingborough Huon, Devonport and Ulverston on the bottom. There's a chance, I guess, when we play the next round in a couple of weeks' time, for probably Launceston to make a bit of a statement. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough for the teams down towards the bottom, the ladder.
Yeah, it will, but it gives a good chance up on the coast. A lot of the coastal teams will load up with a bit more talent and have a little bit more depth to their rosters. It's always difficult for a Hobart weekend. You're at your strongest when it's in your own area. So I'd look to Ulverston to have a little bit more depth next time, and it'd be nice to see them get a win.
As mentioned, 3 out of the 4 top 4 spots are taken by coastal sides. We're a little bit biased here as well, but do you see any teams standing out as the ones to beat at the moment? I guess the defending champions winning 3 of their 4 games are obviously going to be tough again this year.
Yeah, they will. They certainly will, but there's challenges there with the other teams in the mix. The Burnie women are strong and the Penguin women are strong. I'd expect there'll be significant challenges there. It's a bit early to have a favourite, but I'd put probably Burnie and Penguin just before the high performance at this stage.
Okay, let's go to the men's competition now. 12 teams, so obviously a lot more games involved in that one. And again, we saw quite a few close games. Probably the ones with the biggest margins were Glenorchy beating La Trobe 101-59, but La Trobe bounced back and beat Kingborough Huon later in the day with a high-scoring game, 106-100. We had a Hobart Phoenix beating Ulverston by 40-odd points. And Somerset beat Ulverston by over 40 points as well. So Ulverston, again, probably going to struggle in the men's competition. But again, there's so many games that had small margins.
Yeah, that's right. We like seeing the men similar to the women. So it's great competition and close margins. And you mentioned Ulverston. I think they'll be similar to the women. This is their first taste of the action. I'd say they'll load up for the next round on the coast and be a lot stronger. So, you know, they'll certainly come up. But it was nice to see the coastal teams undefeated at the top as well.
Yeah, Somerset and Penguin both won all their games, so they sit on first and second on the ladder. Then we've got Basketball Tasmania High Performance men's team and Kingborough Huon Kings sitting in the fourth spot with 3-2. BTAS have got 4-2. and Penguin and Somerset 3 and 3. Obviously, they don't all play the same number of games, but that'll balance up in the next round. Outside the top four, we've got Hobart, Phoenix, Glenorchy, Burnie, Wynyard, Grenadiers, Ulverston, Latrobe and Launceston are the only men's team to have not got a win. Gee, I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of competition for those four spots because eight teams are going to miss out.
Yeah, that's right. That's having 12 teams in it. It's a great number, but it'll be hot for the four spots. And there was some great matchups last weekend as well. Like, loved hearing about Mason Bragg and Terry Masunda going head-to-head. And Sia Dean's one of our Australian junior representatives matching up with those guys. So, it'll be great basketball when it comes to the coast.
Yeah, the two teams outside the top four at the moment are Hobart and Glenorchy, and they've got the biggest chance to get themselves in there with the next round, but it's going to be a fascinating competition as well with those guys. The next round, by the way, will be in Devonport, and that's on the 31st of October and the 1st of November. And as you said, maybe some of the coastal sides that don't have to travel like they did to Hobart will have more depth and more bench players, which hopefully will make them more competitive. While I've got you, Chris, just want to quickly ask you about the 3x3 Big Hustle. This is an event that's coming up in Launceston in a couple of weeks' time. This is half-court basketball, isn't it?
It is half-court, and it's the first time we've conducted it outdoors. We've had a few 3-on-3 hustles over the last 12, 18 months, and they've been really successful. We've had the most number of teams out of the whole country for those events. We had 87 teams one event and 70 teams another event. This is a little bit more restricted because we've only got the four rims available there at the park near the Silos Hotel. So we're limiting it to 50 teams, but it'll add a new dimension outdoors. We're hoping it'll be a nice day, but you've got to factor in wind and the elements into the competition. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is actually a Tasmanian championship, and it's from under-12s right through to men and women and masters as well, or just, yeah, masters too.
Masters is in. We've had quite a few masters. It's a good concept when mum and dad can bring son or daughter to play and then have a game themselves. So they don't have to sit around all day watching. They can actually participate as well. So we offer Division 1, Division 2 in each of the age groups, and we've found that works really well. And there's a pathway in all this for those athletes that would like to progress. There's a national championships which will be planned around April, possibly in Geelong, where all the best 3-on-3 players from around the country come together. It's an Olympic sport in Tokyo. It's really in its infancy stage. It could really take off. We expect it will.
It's called 3x3 Hustle because there's three players per team. You're looking for registrations for the Tasmanian Championships. They can register at 3x3hustle.com or the Basketball Tasmania website. Sounds like it's going to be a great concept, Chris. And like you say, it's outdoors. Is it always played outdoors?
It is where you can. This is our first outdoor event, but in the other states which have longer, nicer weather, they do try to play it all outdoors. Even in Canberra, they've built specific outdoor courts. So it is a growing trend. Our first trial, let's hope we get a nice sunny day.
Yeah, indeed. So it'll be outdoor at the Olympics as well, I'm guessing, from that. Chris, thanks very much for your time this morning. As always, I appreciate it. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time to preview round two of the State Basketball League. But thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having me.